I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I want to ask you about Fitz, starting off with him. Just, you know, you guys have faced him in the past, and he's such an up-and-down quarterback. Sometimes he can have that very explosive game, and other times he's a turnover machine. So just how do you prepare for him, and, you know, what are some of his, you know, strengths and weaknesses that you see?
Yeah, you know, with a guy like Fitzpatrick, you know, savvy veteran, guy who's been playing a long time, so you know, you got to give him his respect. You know, he's out there. He's won a lot of football games. You know, he can throw the ball. He puts the ball in a lot of really good spots for his receivers to go up and get the football. You know, it's a savvy vet. You know, not a lot of weaknesses that he has. And yeah, he's a very confident football player, confident in himself. And so, you know, it's gonna be a big task for us to come to Miami and get a dub.
And obviously you guys are, you know, a lot has been made about whether there's a crowd, whether there's fans or not, and obviously there's going to be in Miami. Is that, you know, is that something that's a benefit for you guys because you might have some Bills fans there, or is it something that you don't pay attention to? Just how much do you guys think about that, I guess?
Yeah, I think it's something that we really don't pay too much attention to. You know, obviously in the week one we had zero fans in the game, so, you know, I think – for us, it's just continuing to, you know, each day to prepare, you know, whether they have fans or not have fans, you know, we still got to go out there and execute and play good football in order to win. So, you know, if, you know, fans be there, great. You know, that's, you know, exciting time for them, but we still got to go out there and execute on Sunday.
Thanks, Jordan.
Jordan Poyer, good afternoon. Mookie Hawk is Wefo Sports 1080. How you doing today?
I'm good, Mookie. How are you?
Right, man. And hey, on Sunday, that play on Chris Herndon, man, probably was like the game changing moment, you know. So just tell us, how challenging is it to be consistent, you know, making plays out there on defense?
And I think, you know, we always talk about just doing your 111th. You know, I think, you know, most of the time the plays come to you, and, you know, not trying to get out of character and doing too much. And, you know, we always talk about that, you know, doing your 111th. And, you know, the plays will come to you, and you know, make the tackles when they're supposed to be there. So, you know, it wasn't nothing out of the ordinary. You know, all 11 guys just, you know, doing their job, and you know, fortunately enough, we were able to make the play and get our offense the ball back.
Now, you did handle an offensive-minded Adam Gase style, but now you're dealing with a more savvy, seasoned guy in Chan Gailey. Tell us a little bit about what you know about a Chan Gailey's offense.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he likes to spread you out, you know, a lot of rocket looks, you know, and using his tight end, obviously you got Becky over there, but to use him as a tight end and as basically a receiver. So, you know, like you said, you got Ryan Patrick as a you know, gunslinger in that offense. So, like I said, we're going to have our hands full.
Absolutely, man. I wish you nothing but the best. Good luck this
week. Appreciate it.
Hey, Joe. Oh, sorry. Hey, Jordan. Like Heather said, with the fans there down in Miami, how important is it for you guys to hype up your own teammates and really be there for one of each other throughout the whole game?
Yeah, we were talking about that last week, you know, at home. You know, our sideline is, you know, it's our 12th man. You know, we got to have everybody active on the sidelines, everybody hyping each other up. I don't know if you guys saw the clip of, you know, we're about to kick the ball off and, you know, nobody in the stands, but, you know, our sideline is going crazy, and you would think that there were people in the stands. So, you know, it's always going to be about that, you know, as long as obviously there's no fans in the stands, we're going to have to pick each other up, find the groove within ourselves and find it within each other to come out there and execute and play well.
Thank you.
Okay, hi, Jordan. Mark Gaughan here. I'd like to go back to the Herndon play. I wonder if you could just kind of walk us through your vision on that play. It looked like you might have been a called blitz by you. Were you blitzing? And then, like, when you see big 77, stand up, did you know?
Yeah, we were basically just in a man call, and I was showing the split safety and kind of walking down into it, which kind of I guess helped me able to diagnose the play because I was able to see it from depth. And so, you know, saw my key block out, and so I triggered, and then I was able to read the play as I triggered and kind of redirect myself. I felt the blocker out of phase with the ball carrier and was able to get around him. And you know, I knew as soon as it was going to be a bang bang play. So try to get my hand in there, and you know, it worked out for our team.
So that's not a called blitz. You're reactive.
No, I'm reacting.
Thank you.
I'm AJ Feldman here from the CBS station in Rochester. Just want to know what it's going to be like going against Jack Lawson for the first time after playing with him for a couple of years, and what you're looking forward to there.
Yeah, man, Shaq's one of my guys. You know, great for him that he was able to, you know, get a deal done and head down to Miami. You know, it's at the end of the day, you know, it's competition. You're going to go out there. You know, we know he's going to be out there talking his mess, but you know, because it's Shaq and Shaq, but. You know, it's competition. We're gonna go out there and play. You know, like I said, I wished him the best when he left, and you know, he got his. But we're definitely gonna go down there with a mindset to, you know, to whip him around a little bit.
Well, you mentioned you know, him talking a little mess, like you said. How much are you kind of looking forward to being on the other side and giving him a little back this time?
Like I said, man, it's all love till we in between those lines. So, you know, figure it out once we get there, how that's going to go down. You know, my job is to go out there and execute. You know, he plays on the other side of football. So, you know, I know our offensive line has a great game plan against him.
All right, thank you.
Hey, Jordan, it's Jay with the Buffalo News. You got me?
Yep. What's up, Jay?
Hey. Sorry, the connection's a little spotty, so I hope this comes through. You guys are obviously going out on the road for the first time this season with all of the COVID precautions that are in place. It's probably going to look a lot different than it has in years past. Just what are some of the things that have maybe been communicated to you as a team about, you know, being safe away from home for the first time this season?
Yeah, I think, you know, our team and the NFL has done, you know, a great job with the protocol as far as, you know, what's allowed. You know, when we get to Miami, there's no leaving. You know, it's a straight bubble. You know, we're going from the plane straight to the hotel, and there's no leaving the hotel. So it's a business trip for sure. So, you know, that shouldn't have any effect on anything. You know, we're going down there to handle business. But, you know, it'll be a little bit different in that aspect. Obviously, you can't get out there and see your family and friends. But, you know, that's just what it is.
Thanks, Jordan.
Yeah.
Hey, Jordan, one more for me. Last week when we were talking to Micah, he admitted that, you know, back when he first got here, when the offense was really struggling and you guys as a defense had to carry this team, he did admit that, yeah, at times it was, you know, frustrating to see that. But now that you see what this offense can do, Josh Allen has all of these weapons at his disposal. You know, just how nice is that from a defensive perspective to see that, you know, they are able to move the ball and put up points and, you know, just such a different look than what we've seen in past years.
Yeah. You know, it's awesome that, you know, what they're able to do, what they were able to do, and, you know, hopefully we'll continue to do throughout the season. But, you know, I was talking to Levi on the sideline, you know, they had to put a long drive together, and we were about to go up for punt. I think it was a third and two or third and three. It was a long drive they had, and you know, they converted it, and we sat back down and kind of looked at Levi, and we're like, "Yo, get used to this." You know, offense driving the field. We're not having to get off the field and come right back on. So, you know, it's kudos to them. You know, those guys work extremely hard to perfect their craft and get their timing right with the short amount of time that we've had. So, you know, Josh is growing with that offense, and you know, he's bringing along guys with him. So it's really cool to see.
You guys have spoken so highly about what Josh has been able to do in practice and training camp and how much he's grown from year two or three. Is that kind of what you sort of expected to see from him, what you saw in the game?
I mean, yeah, you know, just knowing Josh personally, just the type of work ethic that he has and the competitor in him, you know, you just knew he was going to take a huge leap from, you know, from year one to year two and year two to year three, you know, and so you could see, you know, now he has a whole lot more command in the offense, a lot more confidence. you know, in himself, you know, and the guys around him. So, like I said, it's fun to see him grow. You know, I'm extremely excited to be a part of his, you know, his growth, whatever that may be. But, you know, it's just seeing him, you know, seeing him from when he first got here to where he is now, you know, the sky's the limit for him.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.